Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The Election Commission of India yesterday announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Mr. Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory.
126 assembly constituencies for Assam. The polling shall take place on 9th of April, Thursday, 2026. All 140 assembly constituencies of Kerala shall also go for polling on 9th April. Puducherry also will go along with Assam and Kerala. Tamil Nadu, all 234 assembly constituencies will go for poll on 23rd of April in one phase. And the counting shall be on the same day for all the five states/UT, that is 4th of May 2026.
The Election Commission has announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The assembly constituencies are Ponda seat in Goa, Amret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Davanagari South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura. During a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland, Tripura will be issued today and polling will be held on 9th of April.
There will be 8 by-elections, that is Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland and Tripura. And the schedule would be that the assembly constituencies for Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura, the polling will be held on 9th of April and for the assembly constituencies of Gujarat and Maharashtra on 23rd. The counting shall be on 4th of May for all the cases.
BJP President Nitin Nabin has said that the NDA and BJP workers are fully prepared for the upcoming polls. With the announcement of election dates for the four states and Union Territory, Mr. Nabin said in a social media post that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the NDA is poised to form the government once again in Assam and Puducherry. He said the path to victory for the NDA is also being paved in West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, and Kerala with the blessings of the people. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has written to the leaders of the political parties in the lower house urging them that time has now come to engage in serious reflection and introspection to uphold the high dignity and prestige of democratic institutions. In the letter, Mr. Birla has expressed deep concern over the displaying of banners, placards, posters and use of certain language inside the house by some MPs. He said, "It is imperative that we all, both individually and collectively, engage in serious reflection about such a situation." The National Highway Authority of India, NHAI, has announced the revision of the applicable fee for the FASTag annual pass from the current ₹3,000 to ₹3,075 for the financial year 2026-27. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the increased fees of ₹75 will be applicable from the first of the next month. It added that the revised rate will be applicable for eligible non-commercial vehicles with a valid FASTag seeking to avail the annual pass facility at over 1,000 fee plazas on national highways and national expressways. the Indian men's football team will play its final match of the AFC Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2027 qualifiers against Hong Kong in Kochi on the 31st of this month. India is already out of contention for a place in the AFC Asian Cup 2027. However, the team will aim to finish its qualifying campaign with a win. The match will still be important as FIFA ranking points will be at stake, and Hong Kong has also been eliminated from the competition. This will be the third different home venue for India in the final round of the qualifiers. Early matches were held in Shillong against Bangladesh and in Margao against Singapore. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.